Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving as we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more in car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Arnie Spanier, sitting in for the guys Jason Smith and his best friend Mike Harmon. They got the night off. Of course, it's a tradition like no other as Torres and I sitting in again this Thanksgiving. Did you have a good one, Torres? Did you stuff? I was a little tryptophan out earlier.
Ooh.
Between the turkey and the cowboy game. That could really knock you out. That was unbelievable, man, you know?
Well, it's actually really funny before you made that cowboy comment. Yeah. So last year, you mentioned this is a tradition. People set their calendars to it. Lions, Cowboys. We're going to nap through the Lions game so we can stay up for Torres and Spanier on Thanksgiving night. But last year, because we were in this time slot, went up for a second plate. I went up for a second plate during our dinner time.
Yeah.
Was not feeling good at 10 p.m. Eastern when we came on air. So today I paced myself.
That's right. You were sick last year.
No. I got really sick one year. It was actually New Year's Eve.
You called in sick, didn't you?
I got sick New Year's Eve.
Yes, that's it.
It was my Michael Jordan flu game.
So much and you gave some baloney excuse.
No, I didn't drink on New Year's. You're supposed to drink after work on New Year's Eve. We came in. I was in the studio at 5 o'clock and did not feel good, survived that one. But last year, I just ate too much. So this year, I paced myself. I said, no second plate for you, buddy. The pants are fitting a little tight anyway. Yeah. So, and on top of that, you got to work. America needs you in this time of crisis with no Raven Steelers. So get focused. Get your big boy pants on. Hopefully they have an elastic waist and get into the studio.
By the way, did you see the Bud Light commercial with the cardboard cutout of the fan? Did you see that one yet?
I don't pay much attention to commercials.
Oh, it's a good one. You'll love it. You'll have to YouTube it or whatever it is for the Bud Light one. It's like a whole story. I don't know. I thought commercials are. It seemed like it was like a 3-minute commercial, but it was funny. Well done. It's a good one. You'll like it. I don't think it came out today. I think it kind of leaked out earlier, but I saw it a couple times today, so I thought maybe you'd seen it.
Yeah, I just wasn't paying too much attention. You know I'm a big college hoops guy. A lot of college hoops on today, and obviously flipping between two bad football games. So
I've been real nervous about college basketball. Up here in Vermont, we had the lowest new infection rates here, yet UVM isn't able to play. We're waiting to start conference play with them. They were supposed to go down to Bubbleville and start with everybody else down there, and the teams they were playing backed out too, like Iona. I don't know what happened to like St. Bonaventure and Buffalo, but a lot of teams still down there. We still had tons of college basketball today, and we'll have tons tomorrow also, so that's good to see.
Yeah, well, we got Villanova, Arizona State.
Yeah.
By the way, I thought it was funny. We still got an Arizona school on in the middle of a pandemic, Arnie. We usually have your Wildcats. They're on every time that we fill in. So we didn't get Arizona. We got Arizona State, though.
By the way, speaking about what's on TV, of course, we already know that the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game got canceled. I thought NBC, at first they had planned that they were going to rerun the dog show during that slot because the dog show thing was running earlier. Then I turned it on. They were running like old game shows on one and on one of the time slots. You know, obviously they're not going to fill up the whole 3 hours, I don't think, with game shows. I think they should have run like an old Baltimore-Pittsburgh game and tried to fool everybody. You know what I mean? just put the last time they played and just put it on there, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could just put on an old game, a classic game. I mean, there had to be something to put on.
Well, does the dog show do that much ratings or old game shows? I got to think an old NFL game. Is that against the rules to do an old NFL game? Who knows? We never really have this type of problem, you know?
No, I know, man. I was hoping that we were going to get some way. And obviously, I understand. understand. Like, I understand you can't move back the Lions or the Cowboys because of the TV network stuff, and you can't move up a game on short notice. But it was a little bit of a bummer. I'm not going to.
At least do Chevy Chase National Lampoon Vacation or something like that.
Sure.
Do something. The dog show you're going to rerun? I don't know if they ever got around to doing that. How about Law & Order? Isn't that like one of your signature shows? We run in Law & Order three times in that slot or something like that.
What was the softcore pornography that you were part of back in the day, that movie?
Oh, the Pool Boys. That's right. They could have put that on there.
They could have put that on. It would have been the lowest rating they could. That's why it was down to the Pool Boys. For people who don't know, there's a movie called Pool Boys where Arnie Spanier is shirtless. It's mortifying. I believe the woman that was next to you was actually very nice looking. So
Simona Fusco. Yes.
Okay.
Big actress.
So Simona, Arnie.
Yeah,
so
they got to rerun that one. That could have been a good. I don't know. Are you allowed to just pick any movie? Do you have to have the rights to that movie? Can you pick any old? Can you run an old NBA game? Well, NBC didn't have NBA, so
back in the day they did. They had the glory years of the NBA.
What are you going to rerun, a glory year game or something like that, or what?
I think a Michael Jordan game probably would have outrated most of the NBA games that actually were on this year.
You don't think about that, wouldn't you? If you were smart,
that's
you'd rerun
smart.
Like a couple of Michael Jordan games.
There's nothing on anyway.
I don't know. What is going to draw on Thanksgiving night now that the football game got canceled the last minute? There's got to be something better than game shows and rerunning the dog show, you know?
With Michael Jordan nostalgia at peak levels,
would
have been pretty cool. Like the game six, Byron Russell over the... that's actually a great idea.
But
and it was on NBC.
But you don't want to see the whole game. You just want to see the fourth quarter, right? You don't want to sit through those. So how about just running fourth quarters of, like, Michael Jordan's run with the Bulls when they had their best year or something like that, you know?
I would prefer that to the dog show, and certainly to the Pool Boy, for sure. So.
I still think running an old Pittsburgh-Baltimore game and just saying, I thought this game was canceled. I guess not. There's people watching. How many people would have watched it thinking it was live? You know what I mean?
Probably a lot. I mean,
yeah, they said, I guess they decided to play, you know?
And I was going to say, between the food, the naps, drinking, I think there were a lot of people that just would have turned it on. If Big Ben was there, they'd be like, this is fun.
I slept till Sunday. What the heck's going on here? Must already be Sunday out there. You want to get it. Like I said, though, Law & Order would have been great. Yeah, that's your signature show anyway. Might as well go ahead and run that. You want to be part of the show, Aaron_Torres. I'm at Stinking Genius 1. Couple things to start things off. No Baltimore-Pittsburgh game. That game's going to be moved to Sunday, though. If I'm a betting guy, Torres, Lamar Jackson won't even be able to play on Sunday. He came down with COVID. Why do I get the feeling that game's not going to be played Sunday? And if they don't play it Sunday, now you're opening up the whole can of worms. Now you're saying to the NFL, okay, we're going to have to move that to, what do they call that, week 18. We're going to have eight teams in the playoffs. And I get the feeling the NFL wants eight teams in the playoffs. Have you seen the AFC race going on with all the 7-3 and 6-4 teams? I think the NFL this year would like to have that extra team in there. I don't think they're bothered if we have to go ahead and have eight teams and nobody gets the bye week.
Well, you know what the one saving grace is? I was reading up on this eighth playoff spot. If they have to add the eighth playoff spot, it's because obviously at least one or two teams did not complete their season.
Right.
And at that point,
it has to be two. It can't be just one.
But yes. they would then default, because teams wouldn't have completed their seasons, to win-loss percentage for the seedings, which means that the 3-9 Eagles or Washington or whoever would then no longer get a home field game. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
What are they just going to do, 1-8? Well, then, what are we saying? Winning a division doesn't make you in the top four seeds?
It wouldn't make you. You would still qualify for. So this is, again, for people who are confused. So what
we're talking. You're confusing me.
Okay, so. So what we're talking about here is the owner's proposal that if some teams do not complete a full season, then they would add an eighth playoff spot for this one season. Okay. And under that circumstance, because teams wouldn't have all played 16 games, they would rank playoff teams by win percentage.
No.
Yes, they would rank them by win percentage. So division winners would still make the playoff.
Right.
But if like the Eagles were 4-9-2 or whatever their final record would be, they would in theory, I guess, be the 8th seed and they wouldn't have a home game in the playoffs.
What happens if they just want to move the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game to week 18? Everybody still plays their same allotted of games, but now they still have to add a team. No. Philadelphia would still get one of the top 4 seeds. I don't see where you're getting. I didn't hear this. Did I miss something on this? I didn't hear that at all.
This is if they go to 8 playoff teams.
I'm saying if they go to 8 playoff teams, Philadelphia still gets the benefit of being one of the top 4 seeds because of winning or whoever wins that division. No, I don't think that's the way it goes. You're gonna have to double check that one, my friend.
I will send you the article over the break, and you can determine whether I'm lying to you or not.
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm just never wrong. I would have figured. I don't know why that would have made a difference. Just because you're taking an extra team, you still got to go ahead and have all the division winners in the top 4 seeds. I don't see why that makes a difference.
Because at that point, everybody wouldn't have played the same number of games. So you can't go by win-loss record.
I heard what you said there. But then I said, suppose they move Baltimore-Pittsburgh to that final week. They'll still play. Every team will play the same a lot of the games, but the Baltimore-Pittsburgh team game would take place in that first weekend. So now they got to push everything back. Everybody plays their 16 games.
Yeah, that's different.
No, you can't. What's wrong with you? It's different this way to this way, depending if Philadelphia gets.
Everybody doesn't finish their season.
I'm calling BS.
DeSager, come on. DeSager, you're hosting with me. Thank goodness Arnie didn't give you the night off. We need you the rest of the week. But I'll send you the
article. What I had read is that they would get the 4 seed, the NFC East champion.
Well, yeah, but my understanding, I don't know what the
reading
seeding
is fundamental.
Would be. Arnie, you went to Air University of Arizona, okay? It's a community
Ivy League
cup.
School.
Let me
Ivy League. Go ahead.
You two take over. I'm going to do some Google. No, I'm just telling you what I read. I'll send you the article. I could be wrong.
I think you are.
But at that point, everybody wouldn't have completed the same number of games, you can't go on win-losser.
And I hear what you're saying there. It still shouldn't make a difference. You got to reward it for winning the division. And if they went by percentage, it still wouldn't make a difference. They would say, okay, this Philadelphia won the division, so they get a top 4 seed. You could look that up. Torres has been drinking. That's what people are sending in on texting right now. Aaron_Torres. I'm at Stinking Genius.
You want me to read from this article right now?
Too much tryptophan is what you got going in there.
Although every division winner would be guaranteed a playoff spot. This is from CBSSports.com. Okay, I look for it on our Fox Sports. Although every division winner would be guaranteed a playoff spot, they wouldn't be guaranteed a first round home game. To give you, and then they do the thing if the season ended today, blah, blah, blah. Where is it? The first new wrinkle is that teams would be seeded by winning percentage, which means that division winners wouldn't be guaranteed to host a playoff game, according to NFL.com.
Who wrote that?
What's the date of that?
Yeah, who wrote that? I'm calling BS on that.
This is from November 5th, shortly after this rule was passed.
I'm calling
November
BS 10th, on that.
CBS said that the division winners would still get
DeSager,
a home.
Tell him, DeSager.
Well, listen, I Googled 8-team playoff
structure. I don't think
structure.
That guy knows what he said. Had I said that on the air, I'd been fired by now.
Arnie, you've said way worse on air and haven't been fired, okay?
You said Michigan was the number 4 team in the country
a month ago. I've never said that. Pete Butek, who's an excellent college football guest, I might add.
By the way, guys, we're not only not till a week 18 yet. We don't even know about this Pittsburgh-Baltimore yet. It's still possible that that could be played on Tuesday, right? They don't want any week 18 games.
Yeah,
they just need the Ravens to go a couple of days without any positive tests.
Yeah, they need Lamar to be healthy is what they need.
And if they played on Tuesday, that would then move the Cowboys, because they play Cowboys Thursday to Sunday or Monday.
That
would
move. I can't do this. I can't do this.
But they'll do anything to avoid a week 18 to keep the postseason structure. It's kind of like what baseball. What, we only can play 60 games? Do we still get October?
I disagree with you also. I think the NFL wants to get that 8th team in there because there's a lot of good 8th teams in both leagues, especially the AFC, when it's like Miami and Las Vegas, they would love those guys in there. Completely disagree. I think the NFL would love to have the 8th team in there.
I'm so mad I was duped by an old CBS Sports article. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. All right, you want to get in Aaron_Torres. I'm at Stinking Genius 1. Heading into Week 12, I know this. We'll tell you what we know. That's coming up next. Aaron Torres, Arnie Spanier in for Jason Smith, and his best friend, Mike Harmon, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
All right, good evening, everyone. Aaron Torres, Arnie Spann, you're in for the guys, Jason Smith, and his best friend, Mike Harmon. By the way, we're an hour and 21 minutes into the show. We haven't said squat one about the Lions.
Well, it's funny, because I had something prepared for this segment because of that.
For the Lions?
It's bad. Yeah, it's not really a going into week 12 deal, but you get the point. They're bad.
It's like we're being force-feed to talk about the Lions because they played today. That's like, you know, everybody goes to bed after Thanksgiving and you're up late and you're walking around the house and you see the fruitcake that nobody would touch when you were having dinner, but now you feel like having a slice because there's nothing left out. I would never watch a Lions game, but since there was nothing left out, I didn't have a choice. It was Texans and Lions. By the way, I'm not one of those guys that say you got to pull the Lions from Thanksgiving. I'll just suffer through it. That's just part of Thanksgiving, like your creepy uncle or the one relative that you don't want at Thanksgiving, and you got to invite him anyway. That's what the Lions are. They're that one guest that you don't want, but you got to have him anyway, you know?
I want to make a joke about you being the creepy uncle, but that was so funny that I'll let it pass. That was good. The creepy uncle that you don't want to invite, but you have to.
It's once a year you deal with the guys. So once a year we got to deal with the Detroit Lions, you know what I mean?
Let me say this. And we're going to get into all these teams here throughout the rest of the show, throughout tomorrow, and we're also in for Jason and Mike and on to our Saturday show. We got to start working on – there's way too much Eagles in prime time, Jets in prime time, Bears in prime time. When do we start getting to flex out games? Because I don't want to watch any of these teams anymore. I know you can't do it on Monday night, but I'm done with these awful teams in these prime windows.
Well, the problem is there's a lot of awful teams. Anybody in the NFC East, if we got to watch that, that's going to go ahead and take years off your life. So you got to deal with something like that. And, then what everybody has to play on the Thursday night. So, you know, you got to stick that in there.
Different. I just feel like every Monday night it's Jets, Bears, Vikings. Like, can we just get KC, Tampa?
We got Seahawks and the Eagles this week, so...
Eagles. They wouldn't even win the SEC East, let alone the NFC East. I'm over the Eagles. We'll get into them in a minute. I'm so sick of the Eagles talk.
All right. Matter of fact, I was going to bring them up next segment, whether you want Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts. But give us a little music, because heading into Week 12, I know this. Well, I guess heading into Week 12 and a couple of games into Week 12, I should be fired. This is a fireable offense. This is worse than cursing on the air. Before the season, I said I picked the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl.
You sure did.
Yeah, I did. I did change my pick right after the first game, though.
Who'd you
pick? Right after the first game, I said, no. Forget it. I'm off the bed. After they lost, to the Rams, I think. I said, get me off here. No. I'm jumping off the merry-go-round. That's a fireable offense. When you say the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. Thank goodness the bosses don't listen to our show.
Well, all I'll say really quick is, one, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I just think at this point, Mike McCarthy, it's run its course in 9 games or 10 games or 11 games, whatever it is. Like, he's not the guy. Too many turnovers, too many penalties, sloppy. That's not a Dak thing. That's not a injury thing. That is a coaching thing, which brings me to heading into week 12, I know something that I learned today, and that is Matt Patricia, dead man walking. Listen, I think we all know it, but we're headed now towards a third straight disastrous season. This after Jim Caldwell had 3 winning seasons in 4 years.
Yeah.
And you just got to move on. You know when it's not right. You said last offseason, we want to be playing meaningful games in December. The only meaningful games you're going to be playing is to see how good your draft pick is this spring. Get Matt Patricia out. Send him back to Belichick. Stop selling me on these lousy Belichick coaching tree guys, except for Brian Flores. He's good. I'm done with Matt Patricia.
You know, I actually like Matthew Stafford. And I'm wondering where he's going to finish out his career, because you know he's not going to end up with the Detroit Lions. And with a quarterback like him, you could really have put in pieces around him to make a run at the playoffs instead of being so damn lousy
Yep.
like you are right now. Unbelievable.
Extra play.
But yet he's too busy wearing a clown shirt with Roger Goodell's face on him with the clown nose.
I agree.
Instead of worrying about his team now. Huh?
Yeah, too. I'm going to get a clown shirt with his face on it with a clown nose because he's the worst, man. I mean, and the thing is, too, like at least some of these guys that suck have a personality. I mean, I was just watching that post game today. Oh, you know, we're just on to the next week. You're not Belichick, okay? You got to have a few rings before you can start the we're on to XYZ. I'm over that guy. Let him go be a cornerbacks coach somewhere. He's terrible. By the way, his defense, the defensive guru, 12 yards per completion for Deshaun Watson today. Deshaun Watson's awesome, but Matt Patricia also stinks. Back to you, Arnie Spinner.
Heading into Week 12, I know this. This is a game I usually wouldn't watch or care about, but since we had to endure the Washington-Dallas game today, my New York Giants, hopefully, will go into Cincinnati, get a win.
Better.
And take command of the make a run at, be the top cheese, I don't know what they would be, of the NFC East. That's if they beat the Bengals without Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, which I think they can. They're 6-point favorite. Watch out for the G-men. They're about to make a run. It's going to be the G-men or Washington to win that division, obviously, I think now.
See, that was going to be my question for you is we'll get to my next week 12 thing here momentarily, but if you were in Vegas right now and you're looking at that NFC East board, who you betting to win
it? I'm probably going with the Giants. I think Philadelphia is just too much of a mess out there. Giants do have somewhat of an offense. They had injuries too with Saquon Barkley, but they've looked okay the last couple of games. I mean, really, you're telling me what's the best of the worst? I got to say the New York Giants right now.
Yeah, Washington. I was going to say, we're all just thinking and guessing.
Yeah.
Do have a pretty tough schedule at Pittsburgh, Seattle still on the schedule.
Wow.
For Washington, that is, not the Giants.
Yeah.
Which actually brings me perfectly into, we're heading into Week 12, and I know this. I'm done with Carson Wentz, okay?
Wow.
Stop selling me. I'm done with everybody today. Matt Patricia, Mike McCarthy, see you later. Carson Wentz is another one. Stop selling me on his receiver. Stop selling me on his O-line. Stop selling me on Frank Reich left a few years ago. The guy stinks. He stinks. He makes mistakes. He makes the same mistakes. He makes the same dumb mistakes. He almost is exactly what I said with Matt Patricia a minute ago. He goes to the press conference after and says, I got to be smarter. I got to take accountability for what I'm doing. Well, do it then. Be better. Don't throw the ball to the other team so much. I'm tired of watching it get picked and brought back the other way. I'm over Carson Wentz. He isn't the guy. Stop trying to convince me that what he did 4 years ago matters now. The guy stinks.
Wow.
Was that good enough? Was that good?
I know he's having a bad year. Yeah, you know what?
He's having
kind of
a bad career. Stop.
Well, then if you're going to go and pick on quarterbacks, congratulations on your MVP. I don't know how you got it. But Lamar Jackson, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, what happened to you? You're not Lamar Jackson of last year. Which is the real Lamar Jackson? Will you stand up? Is it this year or last year? I got a feeling it's the one we're seeing this year. Lamar Jackson's a B-minus quarterback at best now. He's not taking Baltimore deep into the playoffs or to a Super Bowl. I think I've overestimated him. Heading into Week 12, I know this. If they ever do play that game, they're not going to beat Pittsburgh. I promise you that. Pittsburgh's got a real defense. And the big thing about Lamar Jackson, in games they trail at halftime, I believe he's, 1-6 or 1-7, he just can't mount the comeback. I think we overestimated him, Torres.
Basically, his stats are down across the board. I mean, if you look at the wins that he has this season outside of the win in Indy a few weeks ago, not very impressive. We're talking about the Bengals. We're talking about Washington. We're talking about the Browns in Week 1, the Texans. I think I said the Eagles already. Point being, not only is he regressing.
Yeah.
How did the Ravens get such an easy schedule? They don't play anybody. Like every week I feel like Tom Brady's got to go against this team, that team. And they weren't even good last year, Tampa Bay. I'm with you on Lamar Jackson. I don't know why. I think maybe just all these coaches had all this time to sit around all offseason and do nothing. And I don't know. I don't know why he's not performing at the level that I was expecting. I thought he was so awesome last year. I thought he had the right attitude. Nobody cares. Work harder. I don't know why it's just not working for him, Arnie.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to some tweets out there. You mentioned Carson Wentz. Wentz or Hurts? I'll give you my answer on that. Fitz or Tua? We'll have our answer on that also. We'll get to all that coming up next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Couple of tweets I want to get to. Ralphie Boy says NBC Sunday Night Flex does go into effect already, but requires per NFL a decision no later than 12 days before initially scheduling Sunday night games. Week 17 is decision no later than 6 days before. I hope that's I actually knew that. Yeah, I know you can't just do it at the last minute, but yeah, we need to start flexing out. Remember when we couldn't even flex out games, Torres? You were just stuck with whatever we gave you, you know?
Can we flex some teams out of the NFL? Like, just for the season? You know how players are opting out? Can the Lions just opt out? Can the Falcons just opt out?
By the way, how much better would the ratings be? We hear how great the NFL ratings are. How much better would the NFL ratings be if we just didn't put every team on Thursday night and we had a lot of, Kansas City games,
sure,
on the Monday night game or Pittsburgh games or whatever? I mean, they would double or something like that, wouldn't they? Or what? So you wouldn't have to watch a stinking Jets or Jacksonville.
Yeah, this is the one thing, and you know, I'm critical at times of the NBA, that the NBA does well. If the Lakers draw, the Lakers are on national TV every single game, whether it's TNT or ESPN. And I have no fundamental problem with Patrick Mahomes and your boy Tom Brady, who I know we're going to talk about throughout this show, and Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray. Like, this isn't Little League. We don't all get a trophy. I don't need to see the Carolina Panthers on Thursday night. I don't need to see the New York Jets on Thursday night. I don't need to see the Los Angeles Chargers ever, let alone on Thursday night. So, anyway.
Matt says, totally agree with getting rid of Mike McCarthy. Should have never have hired him. Should have gone with a young and new like Lincoln Riley. At least that way, if it failed, it'd be a new unknown failure. We all know McCarthy was old and outdated and would fail. Sad. Yeah, everybody wanted Lincoln Riley at the time, but I don't think it was going to go ahead and work on out. And I still think Jim Harbaugh's a good answer if they're going to go ahead and move on from McCarthy.
So where do you stand? Because I think I've made it pretty clear where I stand. There's the old saying, you know, you got to give everybody time, and the Mike McCarthy stuff with all the injuries, whatever. I think you know. I don't think you need to bring him back with a fully healthy roster because, one, as you said, injuries happen. This is the NFL. But even with Dak, this was a team that was completely trending in the wrong direction. And to me, I've seen enough. I don't need another, you know, I don't need another year to see if he's the guy, which you'll then have to bring him back again after that. So I'm just out. I'm done. Where do you stand on it?
If I'm Jerry Jones, or if I'm making, because, you know, again, Jerry's up there in years, I don't want to have a complete rebuild. I'm going to move on from Mike McCarthy. I've seen enough. If you're going to get a divorce, you don't wait 2, 3, 4 yep. years. You get it right away, and you cut your losses. Dak, every contract they've offered Dak, he said no. So either you're going to give him what he wants, or you're going to move on. Those are your two choices. He's made it clear. He's drawn a line in the sand. Well, now I'm going to make it clear. Goodbye. I'll find myself another quarterback with all these great young quarterbacks coming in.
Sure.
And the ones you're finding, and I got to pay at a fraction of the price until their rookie contract's done. I'll find myself another quarterback. Thank you very much. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, and I mean, the Dak conversation is different than the Mike McCarthy conversation. I think either one, I don't need to see any more of Mike McCarthy. Like, it's over, you know? It's just done. We've talked about it on our show on Saturdays, Arnie, you see how refreshed Aaron Rodgers has looked in Green Bay the last 2 years with a young, dynamic coach in Matt LaFleur. And I don't need to see any more. Now, whether the future includes Dak or not is a different conversation, but I don't think that Mike McCarthy should get a pass because Dak Prescott got hurt.
You brought up Carson Wentz.
Did I?
Is it time to get Jalen Hurts in there? Is it time to go ahead and put him in there? Or do you still say, like Peterson says, he's my guy, Carson Wentz, and I'm not making any changes. I'm going to go ahead and stick with him, and we're either going to sink or swim with this guy. I think he's making a big mistake. A lot of other teams have made changes of quarterback. I think he should do the same thing.
I think I made myself pretty clear last segment. You know, and I just think there's only so many times, and I get it, the offensive line is not good. DeSager brought up the point that he's the most sacked quarterback in the league. But, I mean, it cannot all fall on the offensive line and injuries at wide receiver and this, that, the other thing. Like, at some point, right, it's the old Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. And this guy, I get it. 3 or 4 years ago, he was phenomenal. 3 or 4 years ago, he was in position to win an MVP. But you're talking about a guy that, as we just discussed, 14 interceptions, 18 turnovers was the stat that you brought up, and his stats are going down every single year. His completion percentage has been down the last three seasons. His turnovers have been up the last three seasons. It's trending in the wrong direction, and it's not like the team's winning despite him. And don't give me this, we're in the playoff race nonsense. He's not good. He's not the guy. I have my sample size because I'm seeing some young guys step in and be dynamic. This is year now 5 for Carson Wentz in Philly. I know he wasn't the starter the whole time and there was injuries, but we've seen enough over the last couple of years.
If you were Bill Belichick, because I'm firmly convinced that he's not going to bring back Cam Newton next year, nor should you, who would you want your quarterback to be? Would you want Sam Darnold? Because obviously the Jets are going to move on and Trevor Lawrence is going to be the starter there. Would you want to prove that Sam Darnold really is that good of a quarterback? Would you bring in a Carson Wentz who, hey, at one point he was running for MVP of the league? Would you bring in Matthew Stafford in, a veteran quarterback, but really has not accomplished a whole heck of a lot? I'm not sure which way do you go. You tell me if you're Bill Bel, or do you go in another direction? What would you do if you were, or do you stay with Stidham, which I think is a joke? Like you were good at the beginning of this year. Which way would you go there, Torres?
One, I'm with you on not bringing back Stidham.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, right? Like, do you go – and Cam was always going to be a one-year stopgap. So do you go with another guy kind of quote-unquote off the scrap heap like Sam Darnold who didn't work out in previous plays? I'll say this. I mean, Bill Belichick has a good track record of taking players at other positions that don't work with other teams for whatever reason.
How about Haskins?
Here's my thing with Haskins. No, and I'm serious, yeah. Is by all accounts, he doesn't want to work. And like he doesn't work hard, and I'm not saying he can't learn that, but I don't know that if you're not doing it when you get to the NFL. I'll give you an example. I was watching the game today, and I was like shocked at how much fun he seemed to be having on the sidelines. Like, I was just like, you know, like he was the number one cheerleader, seems like a great teammate, but he didn't seem that upset that he wasn't in the game. And so to me, I just don't know if he has a work ethic. That's something Bill Belichick can call around about. I don't question that Sam Darnold works hard. I don't know if he's not talented or he doesn't have talent around him or if it's some combination of both. So I would lean towards Sam Darnold in that situation.
He's Aaron Torres, Amarni Spanier. We're in for the guys. By the way, today, one of the worst games in Cowboys Thanksgiving history. DeSager will explain next. Also have more news and notes from today. We're in for the guys, Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
All right, welcome back to the Fox Sports Radio Studios. This segment brought to you by Geico. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Arnie Spanier. In for the guys, Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon. Let's check in with DeSager. Ugly game for the Cowboys. Worst game in the history of Thanksgiving for the Cowboys, I believe, DeSager.
It is the second worst game they've had in their Thanksgiving history.
Damn.
Now, I assume that the Cowboys had played on Thanksgiving every Thanksgiving since the 1960s. It turns out that since 1966, they actually did not a couple times play on Thanksgiving in the mid-70s. Do you remember the famed Clint Longley game on Thanksgiving?
That was against Washington,
yes,
right?
It was, because Roger Staubach was hurt. He comes off the bench and throws this long touchdown pass for the game winner, 24-23. That was 1974. The next year, the Cowboys did not play on Thanksgiving.
Ah.
They had the St. Louis Cardinals play instead, and they got killed 32-14 by Buffalo. The next year, they had the Cardinals hosting Dallas for Thanksgiving. And then the next year, again, no Dallas at all. And the Cardinals lost then 55-10, and we haven't seen the Cardinals since hosting on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
But it's usually Dallas on Thanksgiving. So if you add up all those games, roughly 50 Thanksgiving games, this is the second worst defeat they have suffered. Today, it was a 41-16 home loss.
Yeesh.
There was a game against the Philadelphia Eagles and Buddy Ryan, 1989. I looked at all the Thanksgiving scores. I believe this is the only time Dallas got shut out on a Thanksgiving. Do you remember the Bounty Gate stuff that was Buddy Ryan supposedly telling his players? And it was 27-0 Eagles, 1989. That was the worst Thanksgiving loss. Today was the second worst on Thanksgiving for Dallas. And a guy that nobody until this season, I'm sure, had heard of, running back Antonio Gibson, was
Hall
the star.
Of Famer. He's in my one-game Hall of Fame.
He is piling up the touchdowns this year, actually. 115 yards rushing today and three scores. Ugh. So on Thanksgiving, he's the first running back to have 100 yards rushing and three touchdowns on the ground since Barry Sanders over 20 years ago. And in fact, for a rookie to have the game that he had today at Dallas, Gibson, and NFL research said you'd have to go back to at least the 1940s to find a rookie on Thanksgiving have three rushing touchdowns. We've seen veterans like Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, but a rookie, he was great today. This is how bad the run defense was. It wasn't just 100 yards rushing for Gibson. Peyton Barber of Washington, on only 11 carries, had 57 yards rushing.
Jeez.
So, yeah, it was bad.
They're horrible.
And it's not just today he's been good. This is five straight games he's had at least one rushing TD. That's a pretty short list in the last 20 years of rookie running backs of what he's turning out. You guys talked early in the show about how badly the Cowboys have been at giving up points. In fact, every game this year the opponent has scored at least 20. Literally all 11 games. That's a first in Cowboys franchise history.
And I picked them to go to the Super Bowl.
And the first game this year when the Rams opened their new stadium, that was the Sunday Nighter, and the Rams winning in a final score of 20-17. That's actually the fewest points any Dallas opponent has scored this year. The
previous better then, though. I'm off the bandwagon.
Long ago, yes. Yeah. The Cowboys in the last month up until today, they'd at least been holding opponents to about 24-28 points. Today it was 41-16 Washington wins. So it was just awful, and it's continuing a bad year. And yet they're hardly out of the playoff picture at 3-8.
I know, it's sick. It's just
Washington sick. Is now alone in first place in the NFC East with a 4-7 record, one game ahead of the Dallas Cowboys. We've got plenty of time left. Someone's going to be getting a home playoff game.
Arnie's Giants, man. Unbelievable.
Very much in contention. Who isn't in the NFC East? Oh, my goodness. We have other notes because we've got a Miami game at the Jets this Sunday. We've got the Sunday night game with Packers-Bears. As far as the Jets, quarterback Sam Darnold did practice fully today for the first time in weeks. Shoulder has been the problem. For the Dolphins, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was limited in practice with a thumb injury. Now, Mitchell Trubisky could be starting for Chicago Sunday night at Green Bay.
I thought he was.
Quarterback Nick Foles missed practice again today with the bad hip. Meanwhile, defensive tackle of Chicago, Akeem Hicks, did not practice, hamstring injury. On the Packers side, wide receiver Davante Adams did not practice due to a bad ankle, and wide receiver for Green Bay, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, was limited with an Achilles injury. Other notes from practice today in the NFL, Jerry Jeudy, Broncos rookie wide receiver, did not practice. Atlanta wideouts Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley were each limited, and running back Todd Gurley.
Every week he's hurt.
Did not practice.
Julio, every week they have him down. Jeez.
Put Gurley on that list as well. The Cleveland Browns team facility was still closed today after another player tested positive. In Baltimore, ESPN says the team facility is closed until at least Monday. That's at least what Coach Harbaugh has told
his
club.
They're not going to play Sunday. They're not going to play.
Was scheduled to be tonight originally, postponed to Sunday. We know Lamar Jackson's not playing this weekend, if there's a game, as he's tested positive
for COVID.
They'll
reschedule that. Watch. Would you say Tuesday? Is that what you said?
Well, they'll do anything to avoid a week 18, right?
Right.
Can we play a couple days? We just need to see. This is what they're going to say. We just need to see the Ravens go a couple of days with no positive tests.
Got to go ahead and get that in. All right, thanks a lot to Sager. 2 hours are in the books. We're at halftime. We'll come back. We'll get to the power hour of the show. Reset what happened in today's Thanksgiving game. We'll do that next. All coming up right here on Fox Sports Radio.